Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
For 85 years, Mueller has been a force in the steel construction industry, producing metal products right here in the United States. Today, the Mueller organization includes 32 branches and three manufacturing facilities serving customers across many states, including the great state of Oklahoma. For 85 years, we've cultivated relationships with our customers, providing exceptional service before, during, and after the sale. We provide top-quality products at prices our customers can afford. For 85 years, we've produced a variety of metal products to meet our customers' needs, including metal roofing, custom steel buildings, prefabricated kit buildings, greenhouses, and so much more. In 85 years, we've garnered a record of excellence and dependability. Trust your next project to our professionals. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
Cattle futures finished the week slightly lower here. Feeders were down anywhere from 15 cents to 42 cents. Out there in the spring, we were down 20 in March, 116.52. $1.20 off the low. April down 57, 116.05. Now remember, on those feeder cattle, starting with November futures, the index is going to change. We're going to increase it from 650 to 850, or from 650 to 850 to 700 to 900 to better reflect the market conditions of those feeder cattle market. And that starts with a November contract. Live cattle were slightly lower as well, down 5 to 60 cents here to finish the day in October at 101.82. Cash trade this week looks like it's going to round out around 102 even. That was $1 lower than the previous week. Box beef at midday today was basically unchanged. Choice was up 4 cents at 183.52. Select 174.92, down 14 cents. A lot of talk of what impact the box beef as it slides lower will have on the market as a whole. Lower box beef should bring more demand on the restaurant level. Of course, we've got an excess supply and cold storage at this point, so lower prices will work off that and then hopefully bring the supply down and the demand up, which could be good long term.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest Ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were lower across the board. We closed down about a half cent in the corn, 1 to 2 cents in soybeans, and then the wheats were down 2.5 to 3.5 cents there. So lower across the board on meats and grains today. Cotton futures were under pressure as well. The December closed at 66.95, down 55. A lot of traders watching the southeast weather as the hurricane moves up the Florida coast and into the eastern shorelines of the United States. So what impact that'll have on cotton harvest? Looks like at this point cotton is going to be a very large harvest and larger than normal, but there may be somewhat of an impact there. The harvest weather for corn and beans, it might slow down just a little bit, but most of the yields are coming in bigger than expected or bigger than they were a week or two ago. The next big USDA report will be next Wednesday, October 12th at 11 a.m. That'll be the monthly crop production and USDA supply and demand. We'll update our estimates on that Monday or Tuesday of next week, but that'll be the next big deal there. Outside factors today, the stock market's slightly lower. The U.S. dollar's down 20 at 96.56. That dollar coming down has really helped spur the export market here, also helped by the lower grain prices compared to other places in the world. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.